Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to the Weekly Dose of Wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell and today's guest is Dr. Richard Reitherman, the Medical Director of Breast Imaging at the Memorial Care Breast Center at Orange Coast Memorial Medical Center and also at Saddleback Memorial Medical Centers. Dr. Reitherman is well known for his clinical role in the early adaptation, promotion, and refinement of breast MRI with more than 20 years of experience in breast imaging and intervention. He's also very involved in improving screening for high-risk women less than 40 years of age. Welcome, Dr. Reitherman.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show. Today we're talking about the latest technologies for women who want to be screened in order to protect their health. So, can you tell me, please, what is automated whole breast ultrasound and who benefits from it?
Sure. The basic issue of any modality other than mammography is that mammography does not detect all invasive breast cancers. So additional imaging technologies are done to mitigate that. Whole breast ultrasound is a dedicated screening procedure that acquires hundreds of images of each breast to complement the limitations of mammography. Now, in distinction, standard breast ultrasound is designed to evaluate a specific area of one breast where there's a lump or a mammographic abnormality, and we take maybe a dozen images.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who benefits from whole breast ultrasound screening is the woman who has what we call mammographically dense breasts. The purpose of the screening test for breast cancer is to detect it at an early stage. Let me give you an example of mammographically dense breast. The woman who does not have mammographically dense breast, the task of looking for a cancer is like looking for the North Star on a cloudless night, say in Denver.
Wow.
In a woman with mammographically dense breast, the task of looking for a cancer is like looking for the North Star on a cloudy night in San Francisco. Now, it is a spectrum, but basically, women with dense breast tissues are harder to detect invasive breast cancer.
Is there any typical woman who has dense breast? I mean, is there a profile for a woman with dense
breast? There is. The basic profile is premenopausal women, regardless of age, but just let's pick around 50 and under as premenopausal, will tend to have the majority of dense breast tissue. As menopause comes, and aging, the breast density in a given woman decreases. So the sensitivity of mammography increases postmenopausally, and it's less good in women premenopausal.
That's a very concise answer. I appreciate it. So what I'm understanding is a normal mammography, you get, what, three or four images taken?
Correct.
And so now you have hundreds of images, and from those you call dozens for any problem areas. Is that correct?
Correct. And basically, the difference in physics of X-ray mammography, including tomosynthesis, as opposed to ultrasound.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about tomosynthesis, because you hear the words now in commercials, and you know you think you know what it means, but let's get your definition of it.
Okay, tomosynthesis, also called 3D mammography, is an additional mammographic procedure that's used in combination to the traditional two-view 2D mammography that I think everybody's used to. After the two pictures of each breast are taken, an additional picture of or acquisition of each breast is taken with multiple images with the acquisition in a scanning point so you can kind of reformat and get by the dense breast tissue. So it's a mitigation process for dense breast tissue.
Okay. All right. And what about women with implants? Would that be considered obviously dense?
Well, basically, even though that's not the intrinsic dense breast patient, anybody with a prosthesis in their breast, be it saline or silicone, definitely has limitations in terms of our ability to find cancers using mammography alone.
Does the automated whole breast ultrasound help? Is it more successful than a standard mammography?
Yeah, whole breast ultrasound is effective in looking at entire breast volume, each breast, no matter what's in the breast, but if there's a prosthesis in the breast, the silicone implant, we can see the difference between the breast tissue and the implant and go around the implant, which mammography does not have the ability to do.
I see. So I understand that Memorial Care Breast Center at Orange Coast is one of only a handful in Orange County to have the new technology. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So if you want the full procedure, if you want hundreds of images, if you want to be as sure as possible that you are breast cancer free, you might want to check out whole breast ultrasound. Let's talk a little bit about ASBD algorithms for managing dense breast patients.
Okay. ASBD stands for American Society of Breast Disease, the national society, and they've established kind of a protocol to help patients and physicians navigate this dense breast issue. Traditionally, what we do is we stratify women into different risk groups based on family history.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman has no family history of breast cancer, she has less of a chance of getting breast cancer during her lifetime than a woman with a high family history, such as a mother with breast cancer.
Okay.
So the ASBD algorithm first categorizes patients into three groups. The highest risk group, which is greater than 20%,
mm-hmm.
and includes the patients with gene-positive breast cancer, are recommended to have a mammogram and a breast MRI annually. The middle risk group, which is 11 to 19% lifetime risk, is recommended to have a mammogram and a whole breast ultrasound every year.
Okay.
The third group, which is the normal risk group, women under 10% lifetime risk, are recommended to have a mammogram alone. And this is evidence-based, meaning scientifically based, recommendation.
So do all physicians have access to the algorithms?
Well, they do, but one of the confusing parts about breast screening is that there are multiple societies who have multiple ideas on how breast cancer should be screened.
Okay, okay. So what are some of the alternative forms of imaging used to detect breast cancer?
Currently, we have three validated forms for detecting breast cancer. The mammography, the traditional way, which is the most widely available.
Mm-hmm.
We have breast MRI,
mm-hmm.
which is proven to be the most sensitive in detecting invasive breast cancer.
Okay.
And we have ultrasound, which in combination to traditional mammography is the next best to breast MRI in detecting breast cancer. And mammography, with or without tomography, is the third best compared to mammography and ultrasound alone.
Lots of choices out there. If you're a woman in your middle 50s, which route do you go if you're not, if you're basically a healthy woman and you're not genetically predisposed to it? What do you think you do?
Well, it's really a conundrum because it's so much information.
Right.
I think there are two sources. One is you go to a reputable breast center
mm-hmm.
that understands the integration of all these things, or you go to your primary care physician or gynecologist and ask their advice in terms of how to navigate this. It is confusing.
Yeah, as you say, too much information, TMI.
Yep.
So leave it up to the professionals. Just go to someone you believe in and, like you say, a reputable place of medicine, and you should be in good shape.
Correct.
Now, I understand there's a new breast density law in the state of California. So how does this automated whole breast ultrasound play a role?
Okay, here's the deal with the law. It'll go into effect April 1st of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there will be 5 states in the United States that have that law in place, which will now encompass a third of the women in the United States under this law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the law states the following. Previous to this law, the patient received a letter by law telling her whether her mammogram was normal or abnormal and what to do.
Okay.
The law now states that in addition to that information, normal versus abnormal, she has to be told whether her breast tissues are dense or not dense. If they are dense, she is told the following. Number one, she's at increased risk for breast cancer because mm-hmm. of her dense breast tissue.
Okay.
And number two, that there are alternative forms of imaging, specifically breast ultrasound, whole breast ultrasound, and MRI, which can mitigate the issue. And thirdly, that mammography cannot detect breast cancers in patients with dense breast, as well as it can in women who do not have dense breast.
Wow.
So that's by law.
Do you think it's a good law? What are the pros and the cons?
Well, that's a good question. The addition of whole breast ultrasound or MRI to mammography really requires the dedication of a facility in terms of the physicians, technologists, and equipment to perform an integrated study, and this is not as widely available as the ability to form good standard mammography.
And may or may not be covered. And may or may not be covered by insurance.
Exactly. The second thing is, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Will it be covered by insurance or not?
Wow. changing scope of things for sure. So, ladies, information is power.
Can I give you that? The con? The pro?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, the pro is that mammography plus whole breast ultrasound will detect almost twice as many invasive breast cancers in women with dense breasts than mammography alone. And it will detect them at a smaller size and at a lower stage. And those are in scientifically validated studies.
All right. Well, Dr. Ratherman, I wish we had more time. This is a fascinating study and such a changing landscape. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been really interesting. We learned a lot. We've been speaking with Dr. Richard Ratherman about early breast cancer detection with automated whole breast ultrasound. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System.